This is Neil Chayette looking at the law, coming up, talking about rape. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. When student rape and freedom of speech run into each other, what's a college to do? This case got started when three University of Virgin Islands students, Steve, Josh, and Jenna, were at a beach party. They left the party, and in the words of the court, a sexual act occurred between the three of them. The next day, after learning that Jenna had filed rape charges against Josh, Steve went to Jenna's dorm room to talk to her, whereupon Jenna complained to officials that Steve harassed her. School officials warned Steve to avoid any further contact, but he pursued her on the phone and in a bar to discuss the incident. A short time later, Steve was charged with violating the university code of conduct, which prohibits committing any act likely to cause serious physical or mental harm or emotional distress to any person. Steve sued, claiming violation of his constitutional right to free speech and freedom of association, and the court held the code was too broad and that the definition of emotional distress was simply too subjective. So college officials who want to prevent harassment are damned if they do and damned if they don't, and schools rule, but rules rule schools too. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.